Might not change your lifestyle. You'd still be you. However, if I doubled your income, that could make a significant impact on your retirement. So whether you're retired or you want to see how soon that can happen, give us a call to set up a free, no obligation visit. You can reach us at 620-208-6777. That's 620-208-6777. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial.
And we're very happy to welcome in to our Newsmaker 2 this Tuesday morning, Marlo Walburn, who is promoting the Neighborhood Toy Drop taking place this Saturday, formerly known as the Delane Drive Toy Drop. Marlo, good morning.
Good morning.
How are things going for you today?
Good. Very good.
Good.
How's the planning been going?
I think it's coming along good. I'm still seeing some neighbors putting up their lights. Some neighbors put them up early when it was nice and warm.
Right.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah, I wish I did that.
So when are your lights going to go up? Nobody's listening, by the way. So. Marlo, when are your lights going to go up?
My lights are up, but we did it in the cold.
Oh, man.
Oh, gotcha.
Hopefully not the blistering cold.
No. We did. It was fine.
That's good to hear. Well, Marlo, let's talk a little bit about the toy drop. It's been, 2 years since you kind of took over things?
Yeah, I'd say.
The one thing I know is you always get a large amount of support from the neighborhood, but also you have a lot of family support that comes out to help with this toy drop. You know, I've kind of asked you this in years past, but how important is that family aspect of this event?
My family is a pretty good-sized family, and I love that they can all get together and come out and support the community.
Marlo, let's talk, too, about exactly, I guess, what's going to be happening for folks that are maybe new to town, folks that have never participated in the toy drop. How is this going to work out? What do people need to do, and how does the flow go through your neighborhood?
Well, they just come around. I'm at 1830 Hillcrest Drive, and that's where the toy drop's going to be. And Delane and Diane and are kind of like a U. And you just come in from 18th Street. It'll be so much easier if they came in from 18th Street on Hillcrest, and they came around, and then they'd end up, after they go around the U, they'd end up at my house. And then they can just do a drop after they see the lights, and then they can continue on to Arrowhead and see some more lights.
And Marlo, when it comes to the toys that you're looking for, what are some of the things that are kind of at the top of the list, or do you really have anything specific in mind?
We don't have anything specific. We just ask the people, because it is going to the Salvation Army, so we need the gifts unwrapped, and that some people have even brought bicycles. And then if they just want to give a monetary gift, that money will go to SOS.
That was going to be my next question, is about the financial donations that come into the picture here. And again, SOS is going to benefit from that. From your perspective, Marlo, Tegan asked you about the family side of things, but what about the community pride that you have and the neighborhood pride that you have for being part of this and the neighborhood being part of this now for 30 plus years?
Yeah, it's gotten, there's been new neighbors coming in and, telling them about, hey, this is what's been going on for all these years, or just letting new people know, and some people want to be a part of it and some don't, so.
But, the neighborhood's probably lit up pretty well, I would assume, by now. You mentioned here about, the pride that you have. Talk a little bit about the reactions that you've gotten here from the Salvation Army and SOS here over the last couple of years, once they're able to collect and do their own thing here and help the community in their respective ways.
Well, for Salvation Army, they have once told me that we are a big part of their donation. So, we as a neighborhood feel good about that, we're able to help the children in the community. And SOS, it's just a good help for them to put towards their program.
Marlo, you mentioned, obviously, the bicycles that are coming along. You know, that seems to always be a big part of this drive. Was that something that was kind of explained to you when you took over, was how important the bikes are, kind of the traditional piece of this event?
Nobody really explained it, but I kind of realized it, because, like, the neighbors do come and volunteer on the day of the toy drive, and I did... Like, I kind of realized that on my first year, that when the bikes did come in, they were like, oh, yay, we got a bike. And then, you know, they kept track of them. It's like, we got so many this year, and we had this many last year.
That's awesome. And one other thing, you know, I think we talked about last year when I was able to come out there, it seems like things are expanding, too. You know, it used to just kind of be on Delane Drive. Now it seems to be really expanding to that whole area. How important has that been here in recent years to not only encompass certain parts of that neighborhood, but pretty much the entire neighborhood?
Well, I'm just hoping that with the expansion, it just brings more people out, and, you know, more people can use, you know, more toys for the kids.
That's what it's all about. All right, Marlo, remind folks again what times for the toy drop on Saturday and what you would hope the traffic flow will be here coming up Saturday night.
Saturday, it will be this Saturday, December 10th from 6 to 9. And hopefully everybody will come in from 18th onto Hillcrest. And if they go around the U, they can, you know, end up at my house and drop off a toy, and they continue on to Arrowhead.
And Santa, Mrs. Claus, some elves are part of the picture as well coming up here on Saturday.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yes, they will be there.
Good deal. Hey, Marlo, one more question here, because I know that you've had a website in years past, last couple of years. I think it was EmporiaToyDrive.com, I believe. Is that part of the picture here this year, or is this just strictly the information going out through Facebook?
It's basically just through Facebook now.
Okay.
We didn't get much traffic through the website, so.
Understood. Okay. Well, Marlo, really appreciate your time with us here this morning, and best of luck on Saturday, and really best of luck not only for you guys going through, but also for the Salvation Army and SOS as well here this holiday season.
Yes.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Marlo, have a great day. We'll see you this weekend.
All right. Thank you.
Marlo Walburn joining us, our Newsmaker 2 guest here today, as we talk about the neighborhood toy drive, again in the Delane, Darlene, Diane, Hillcrest, and Arrowhead areas coming up Saturday evening. Want to let you know, too, that as we look at the 8 o'clock hour for tomorrow, the Newsmaker 2 segment has Father Mark McDonald and Irene Diaz-Gill as we talk about the St. Andrew's Episcopal Church Christmas Serenade. That'll be Friday night. And then we also have History Center Director Greg Jordan with his biweekly appearance. That'll be around 8:45 tomorrow morning.
And I do have to apologize for that, because I can't put a pronunciator there in the calendar. Irene is how I was told that name is pronounced. Irene Diaz-Gill.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I will adjust that, and I'll kind of...
Not your fault.
I'll try to remember that here for
the next time. I dropped that one. I dropped the ball on that one, Chuck. That's my bad. But yes, Irene Diaz-Gill and Father Mark McDonald. That should be a fun one to talk about.
Agreed.
That Christmas serenade is always an entertaining time.
Yeah, looking forward to that. So those interviews coming up tomorrow in the 8 o'clock hour here on KVUE and KVUE.com.